Hi, this is Christopher O'Reilly, host of From the Top. Thank you for tuning into this week's podcast. While this podcast is free for all of you, it actually costs our little nonprofit some significant resources to purchase rights for all this fabulous music. Please consider making a small gift to From the Top and keep us broadcasting loud and clear. Go to fromthetop.org and click on Support.
What's an orchestra conductor's worst nightmare? Is it having a different score in your stand than the players? Is it falling backwards off the podium into the audience? Well, a teenager on today's show has a funny but nightmarish conducting story, except he was awake at the time. From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the energy of America's kids and the power of classical music. We're at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C., where we'll also hear a gregarious 11-year-old play the music of David Popper and an outstanding piano trio from Cleveland perform the music of Astor Piazzolla. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall in Boston. Here's our host, one of America's greatest concert pianists, Christopher O'Reilly.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. How exciting and, frankly, how totally appropriate to be presenting some of America's top young classical musicians here on the Mall in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. We're in the gorgeous east wing of the National Gallery of Art, where there's so much extraordinary art around that even the building designed by I.M. Pei is an acclaimed masterpiece. A big thank you to our good friends at Washington Performing Arts Society and to the National Gallery for bringing us here. And since we've been surrounded by such inspirational visual art today, we've asked each of our young performers to select a work from the gallery's collection that reflects, in some direct or indirect way, the piece of music they'll be performing. Our live audience will see those images projected, but those of you listening can view them online. As you listen, if you like, go to fromthetop.org. Most of our kids found it pretty easy to do the art homework we assigned, but visual art really isn't your thing, is it, Jeshua?
Well, I wouldn't say that, it is really not my thing. I do know the Mona Lisa. She's the one that can't take her eyes off me, you know. I know that. But art is really not my thing. I can't tell one artist from another. They all look great to me. All I can tell you is that I love landscapes.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, from just across the river in Reston, Virginia, please welcome 17-year-old violinist Jeshua Karunakaran. So, Jeshua, first tell everyone what we're going to be playing together.
We will be playing Fritz Kreisler's transcription of Manuel de Falla's Danza Espanol from his opera La Vida Breve.
So, a Spanish dance, that should make the choice of a painting a little easier, but given your mild art impairment, we decided to give you some help of the highest order. Yesterday, you walked through the galleries here with Stephen Ackert, director of music at the National Gallery. There's lots of music programming going on here, too, by the way, so Stephen knows his visual art and his music. Anyway, he suggested a painting by an American artist of a small corner of a landscape in Spain.
When Jeshua told me that he was going to play the Falla Spanish dance and that he likes landscapes, I thought of this one. It's by John Singer Sargent. It's called Valdemosa Mallorca, Thistles and Herbage on a Hillside. And I'm wondering how you like it.
No, I like it, but can you tell me more about how it works for my piece?
Well, I saw some things in this painting that I feel it has in common with Falla. The artist is investing a lot of passion into the work, and he's doing things like using a knife to make some of the marks instead of a brush, and swirling a lot of brilliant colors.
I like it too. I think I agree. I see all that you're saying on the painting, and I also like how vivid the colors are, how abrupt the markings are, and as you say, I guess he carved it out with a knife, and I think that's so much like my piece, which has so many accents and sharp edges and turns and corners. Yeah, I agree. I like this painting. It really relates to my piece very much.
Jeshua, you don't sound art impaired at all. I think you were being modest before. And there you are with a wonderful work of ornamental art on your person for this performance.
I mean, that's for you to look at, you
that's
know.
That's right. Here you go. Anyway, everybody, check out John Singer Sargent's Valdemosa Mallorca on our website. And Jeshua, we're going to take it from the top. Joshua Karunakalan, 17 years old, our violinist from nearby Reston, Virginia. A sonic masterpiece.
Absolutely.
Good to go with the visual one. Well done there, Joshua. Joshua, I think you're the first person to apply to our show who has his own personal, concise, and inspiring philosophy of life. Would you share that with us?
Yes, I have five little short phrases that I like to live by. First is, live abundantly, forgive quickly, believe joyously, love truly, and laugh uncontrollably.
And the more we've learned about you, we've found that in many ways you're really living up to that philosophy. Like, live abundantly. Talk about your great and quite joyful teaching experience this last summer.
This past summer, I went to Malaysia. I go to Malaysia actually every year to visit my grandparents who are there. And this past summer was a bit different because I was going to coach 120 4- to 6-year-olds singing. And I had to learn how to believe joyfully and live abundantly in that atmosphere. So it was for 6 weeks. Every day of the week, Monday to Friday, for 2 hours. And it was 120 of them. I taught them songs in 4 languages, in English, in Mandarin, the Chinese dialect, in Tamil, which is the Indian dialect, and in Malay. We chose some really nice, mainly all folk songs, English songs. We chose some from the previous era, like Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog, and Abba's I Have a Dream. So it was just a great success. At the end of it, we put on a concert with dance and music. At the end of the 6 weeks, it was a great success. And I really enjoyed it. And they taught me that the principle of living life is to really live it abundantly and believe.
Well, and the kids had such great energy, not only out of their abundant number, but out of a reaction to your own abundant energy and inspiration. And laugh uncontrollably. This relates to your story of your first time conducting.
Yes. My first year at the Juilliard Pre-College, I was in the conducting class of Maestro George Toludo, and we were given the opportunity to conduct the pre-college symphony. And so one of these conducting experiences came up during jury week. Now, jury week is the time when everybody performs for a panel of teachers to assess just how well you improved over the past year. And this particular, it's on a Saturday, so there were 3 people before me, and everything was fine, you know, nothing out of the ordinary. I got up onto the stand, and I was conducting Glinka's Ruslan and Ludmila Overture, which requires the full brass section, timpani, you know, and strong orchestra. And I'm about, you know, a few measures into the piece, and I'm about to cue in the trumpets. And I reach over and cue the trumpets, and they're packing up their trumpet. And they walk out on me.
Walking out.
They just walked out on me. Yeah. I mean, it's like, what did I do something wrong? You know, then the next thing I know, the horns are walking out of me. Of course, it's jury week, so I kind of realized this.
They were allowed to
They were allowed to leave, which is kind of unfair to me because, you know, it just doesn't give me the experience. By the time I reached the middle of this piece, there was this point where the timpani has to come in. And the timpani is a solo. There's nothing else. And I'm about to give the timpani, and I just see the timpani. He doesn't even go behind me. He walks, like, right in front of me. And so there's this silence. You know, I'm like, ba-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. And so finally one of my friends tried to play the piano, the timpani part. But timpani parts just don't sound right.
No.
This doesn't work.
I think this qualifies more like forgive quickly.
Yeah, forgive quickly.
Well, Joshua, it's been great playing and speaking with you, but before we go, we have a special award for you.
The From the Top Anachronistic Kid of the Year Award.
Why are we giving you this special recognition of Pops and Crackles there?
I have no idea. It's maybe because I look like I come from the 1950s.
No.
I don't have a cell phone. I do not have an iPhone. I do not have a Facebook, a Twitter, a blog, any means besides email, which my friends tell me are like telegrams.
My gosh, so you're from the top first. No texting, no Facebook, no Twitter, no smartphone, no nothing.
Nothing.
How do you survive? I mean, you must be very well organized.
Yes, we are very well organized. Even as an example, today, I arrive here at 11:30 in the morning, and my parents are like, okay, we're going to pick you up at 2:45. You'll be done at 2:45. You'll meet us at the cafeteria. We'll be there to pick you up at 2:45. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, that's how we are. You will be here at this time, from here to this time, and I will be there at that time. And so we really don't need a cell phone.
Well, Joshua, I think it's fair to say, despite your best efforts, you have increased your social network a millionfold today with this performance. And great pleasure being with you.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Joshua Karunakaran, 17 years old, our violinist from nearby Reston, Virginia.
While you're on our website checking out the paintings today's young performer selected, jump over to our photo galleries where you can see these kids in action. Go to fromthetop.org. From the Top is made possible in part by the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, advancing the education of students of exceptional promise who have financial need. On the web at jkcf.org. Chris.
Thanks, Joanne. And now, please welcome our next performer. He's an 11-year-old cellist who's come down from Oakland, New Jersey, to be with us today, and his name is Noah Lee. Noah, tell everyone what piece you and I are going to play.
We are
going to
play The Hungarian Rhapsody by David Popper.
And like all of our young performers today, you've selected a work of art from the collection here at the National Gallery that you think is an excellent companion for your piece. What is it?
Well, my painting is The Dancing Couple by Jan Steen.
And what made you choose this one?
Basically, the painting is about people dancing and playing music. And some parts of my piece, I hear people clapping and dancing. So
very, very evocative piece of work there, and a nice choice. Jan Steen is one of those wonderful 17th century Dutch masters, and The Dancing Couple depicts a boisterous peasant party under a grape arbor with rowdy behavior and lots of untidy debris. You can see it at fromthetop.org. Shall we, Noah?
Thank you.
Noah Lee, 11 years old, our cellist from Oakland, New Jersey, playing David Popper's Hungarian Fantasy. That was really great, Noah.
Thanks.
Such a great pleasure playing that with you. Such flair. In addition to seeing the dancing couple on our website, you can also watch a video of Noah's performance. He's got great flair, so check it out. Now, Noah, not only are you a passionate performer, you're one of the happiest 11-year-olds I've met. I mean, you like so many things in your life, like talking. You like to talk a lot, right?
Yes, I especially like talking.
Your friends kind of get after you for talking too much, or your family, or anything
like
that?
Yeah, they kind of get angry sometimes. They just tell me to be quiet.
How could anybody get angry at you?
I don't know.
you're a ball of fire and great to be around. And eating, you love eating and eating strange combinations. What's the strangest thing? I bet I can top you on this one.
I've eaten vanilla ice cream with cooked salmon.
Oh. They didn't like that so much, but...
Just try it. It's good.
That's right. And I can go one stranger. And vanilla ice cream is of course, the great leveler, because my combination was... Because I was in a Chinese restaurant having Peking duck.
Oh.
And I love the duck sauce. And so I put duck sauce on vanilla ice cream. It was beautiful.
I should try that.
I bet you're going to love that.
Yes, I will.
And then here, I'm going to be really intimidated. There's judo. What's the best thing you like about judo?
Well, sometimes I get angry. I like flipping, you know. I like just flipping people over.
Just random people? Or
yeah, just random people.
Oh,
on
my
me.
Gosh.
You know.
Are you good? What belt do you have right now?
I have orange.
Orange belt? That's pretty
yes.
good. And you actually really like your big sister, Sydney. That's amazing. How do you describe her? I love your description of her.
Awesome. She's... And when it comes to cello, she's a beast. She plays cello, too.
Now, that's formidable, I would say. So, and she's 15, and if you're this good and you say she's a beast, my gosh, she must be incredible.
She is.
Does she like to flip people, too?
No. She loves shopping. She's feminine. Yeah, she doesn't really like flipping people. Mm-hmm.
Good thing for you, huh?
Very.
Very good thing. Here's an unusual one. You like farming. How did you come to have experience with farming?
Yeah, I went to the Manomount Camp of Music, and I lived off campus, and the person who owned the house, she had chickens, she had vegetables, and I just loved feeding them, you know, picking the vegetables off, you know, for supper.
I'm sort of a little bit curious because, you know, Meadowmount is really boot camp for string players. You should have been practicing 18 hours a day, and here you are chasing chickens. And you don't like to practice that much, or you just do a little bit?
Well, I think the practicing is the hardest because to practice, you have to be focused, you know, you have to have the determination. And I just practice because I want to have a good concert, you know, I want to enter competitions, stuff like that.
Well, you stick with it, Noah, because I bet you're going to be really good someday. You're awesome. You're extremely awesome, Noah.
Thank you.
And it was great having you.
Thank
you. We'll see you
soon.
Thanks. Noah Lee, our 11-year-old cellist from Oakland, New Jersey. And now an exceptional teenage piano trio from the Cleveland Institute of Music pre-college program. We have our violinist, 16-year-old Haruno Sato. Our cellist is also 16, Hannah Moses. Hannah is one of our Jack Kent Cook young artists. And our pianist is 17-year-old Ariana Kerting. Ariana has been on our show before when she was only 13. Welcome back, Ariana.
Thank you.
Haruno, you've brought a wonderful piece to play for us. Tell everyone what it is.
Yes, we will be playing Astor Piazzolla's Primavera Portenia, that is the spring movement from his Four Seasons.
And Hannah, what painting from the collection of the National Gallery have you chosen to go with this music?
We chose The Sunflower by Edward Steichen.
Ah. Ariana, what's the reason behind this pairing?
Well, this painting is very bold, it's bright, it's fun, and the thing about it is that it's modern and it's different, it stands out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to stand out and wear red dresses instead of black. So, fits a trio.
That's right. You've got the red matches the Edward Steichen red rainbows sort of coming out of the sunflower there. Very, very, very nice. It's an abstract and very colorful portrait of a sunflower. By Steichen, a very enthusiastic gardener. He painted it in 1920. Again, you can see an image of this painting and of all the artwork we're mentioning today at our website, fromthetop.org. You might want to take a look at this painting while you listen. Ladies, please take it from the top.
Thank you. Porteño by Astor Piazzolla, played for us by a piano trio from the Cleveland Institute of Music pre-college program. Helena Santo, violin, Hannah Moses, cello, both 16, and Ariana Curtin, 17-year-old pianist. Brilliantly played, ladies, and I think the red dress has helped.
Thank you.
I have to say. Your coach, Annie Foulard, is really quite inspiring as far as making rehearsals of this piece, kind of like a party, really. Mm-hmm. Ariana, what kinds of things does she tell you to evoke this great tango feeling that you get?
Well, for this particular piece, she tells us, just picture yourselves in a bar playing sexy Piazzolla.
I'm sorry. Ariana Curtin, 17 years old, ladies and gentlemen. No, but that is a good image, and you know, the tango dress, beautiful red dresses, and probably a rose
dancing
in your
in
teeth.
Our seats.
There you go.
Yeah.
She does make you dance in your chairs, Haruno?
Yeah, definitely. She, you know, sings around, dances around herself, and she tells us to do these exercises called chamber music aerobics, and we basically, you know, do all these weird motions and fly around in our seats, you know, just to get us relaxed and stuff. It's really fun.
I hear people who are wandering the halls as you're rehearsing and being coached by Ms. Foulard are hearing these screams erupt from the room.
Yeah, definitely Annie. You can tell.
Screaming in a good way,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
Very enthusiastic. Hannah, you guys put this trio together for a very good reason. I think initially, Hannah, you and Ariana had a benefit concert that you put together a couple of years ago.
Yes, it's for Haiti, and I organized this benefit concert, and all the proceeds went to Doctors Without Borders, and I brought Hannah on the show, too. And then we did.
And last June, Haruno and I stole the idea from Ariana. But Haruno and I put together a benefit concert to help the people of Japan, obviously, because that's a cause that's very near and dear to our heart. And this trio was put together actually specifically for that, and we learned this piece, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And Ariana, I guess it wasn't just you guys. You were playing with your teachers and folks from Cleveland
yes,
Orchestra?
Yes, we had many different important people just collaborate with us, and it was great to bring musicians from the Cleveland Orchestra, as well as our coaches played with us too, some chamber music. And it was just great to mingle with all the other musicians and do something for a good cause, because music is very powerful and it can make a big difference in society.
Well, great work on the Piazzolla and great works for all kinds of great causes. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Haruno Santo and Hannah Moses, 16, and Ariana Curtin, 17, all studying at the Cleveland Institute of Music pre-college program. Hannah is one of our Jack Kent Cook young artists.
If you like From the Top, make sure you like us on Facebook. It's the easiest way to stay in touch with everything From the Top. You'll find daily videos, articles, photos, and a thriving community of fans. Join the fun by going to facebook.com/fromthetopfans.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. From the Poetry Foundation, celebrating 100 years of Poetry Magazine, online at poetryfoundation.org. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR.
From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the energy of America's kids and the power of classical music. This week, we're coming to you from the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. The National Gallery of Art is committed to providing inspirational performance and educational programs, both on-site and online, for children, families, and educators. Coming up, the piano music of Olivier Messiaen, performed by a 17-year-old from Washington State. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall in Boston, where talented young musicians are creating a new century of musical excellence. Today's show at the National Gallery of Art is made possible with support from the Richard B. and Sarah J. Marston Charitable Remainder Unit Trust. Washington Performing Arts Society's sponsorship is made possible with support from the St. Gregory Luxury Hotel and Suites. Special thanks to Classical WETA 90.9 FM.
Hi, my name is Dong Wan Lee. I am 17 years old, and I live in Redmond, Washington. I started the piano in Korea at age 7 because my grandmother bought me a piano. And she bought me a piano because there were a lot of other kids playing the piano. It was kind of like reading, like learning how to add 1 plus 2. And it was something you just did. And it really didn't mean much to me until my family came to the U.S. My very first musical journey, I guess you should put it, started out at the Music Institute of Chicago, where I took the Mendelssohn's, I don't even remember the title of that piece, it was like the Spring something, and I took that piece without any knowledge of what I was doing, and the person who was auditioning me told me, oh, that I had perfect pitch, and I kind of took piano more seriously than when somebody told me that I had a little more talent than I thought I had. Then we moved to Michigan, where I really started to play the piano seriously. But the recession hit. The banks were failing. The car companies were failing. There were no jobs left, so we had to move. But we did not have any money to ship out the piano with us, so we put whatever was left in our house, in our car, and we just drove across the country to the West. Not having the piano was like having my core removed from me. I remember sitting down in front of the computer and just clicking on the same music track over and over again because I wanted to play music, but I couldn't. So I tried to fill up that void by trying to listen to music, but there was only something empty and missing. My parents have always supported me, and they took me to a music shop to find a rental piano, and we found one for $32 a month. And it was really a source of hope to be able to at least touch the keys again. Then came my teacher. Her name was Victoria Bogdyshevskaya. And she decided to teach me for free, although she had difficulties herself. She was tough love. Whenever my confidence was down and whenever I told her I was ready to quit music, she would... She just told me to be quiet and just play. Just sit at the piano and just play, sit up straight. That I should stop doubting myself and just move on. And one winter, she told me to apply to From the Top, a program that for me meant a lot to me now, that I became a Jack Kent Cook Young artist. And that money has helped out so much. And I don't know how else to express my gratitude. Honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. But I want to try to become a conductor. I'm not saying that the piano is a small instrument, that it's insignificant. But I want to try expressing all the things that I've been through the orchestra. That is my dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet Dong Wan Lee. We should mention that that was you, Dong Wan, playing mm-hmm. all of those pieces as we heard you tell your very moving story. Tell us what you're going to play.
I'll be playing Olivier Messiaen's Prelude No. 8. It's French. It's called Un reflet dans le vent, A Reflection in the Wind.
Dong Wan, we asked all of our young performers to take a tour of the National Gallery and find a piece of art that went well with their piece, but you came to us with an amazing artist already in mind. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Thomas Wilfrid.
Thomas Wilfrid, he was an artist in the 20th century. He experimented with light and how beautiful light is. He built a contraption that played light of color across the screen, and the lights would move and like they would intertwine and things like that. And the Messiaen reminded me of his works because Messiaen himself also believed that that music was color. So he would say, this piece is pink or this piece is orange.
Intrinsically, I mean, he was a synesthete. I mean, he actually saw color associated with certain notes. So we actually have a link to a video of a lumina, one of these color organs of Thomas Wilfrid, in action at our website, fromthetop.org. There are also two luminas by Thomas Wilfrid at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. Dong Wan, the stage is yours.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Won Lee, 17 years old, our pianist from Redmond, Washington. Dong Won is one of our Jack Kent young artists. After hearing you in your story play all of those wonderful chestnuts of the repertoire, it's wonderful to hear you so virtuosically perform one of the rarities by such a great composer as Messiaen. Just brilliantly played.
Thank you.
It was great to hear, Dong Won, about how supportive your parents and your piano teacher have been, but I'm really very appreciative and proud to say that you're able to give back to society in a particularly passionate way. Tell us about that.
I am very involved in Amnesty International, which is a human rights group. I put together a benefit concert to raise awareness of human rights abuses around the world, and it worked very well because there was music involved.
Well, it's great to hear you so aware of the world around you, and so wonderful to hear the way that you're able to bring that world so eloquently through your music.
Thank you.
And just so proud to have had you on the show. And best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Dong Won Lee, 17 years old.
Podcasts of From the Top are available every week at fromthetop.org. Over the last 5 years, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation have awarded well over $1 million in scholarships to talented young musicians who have financial need. We still have more to give. Go to fromthetop.org to learn more. Chris.
There's an excellent 18-year-old saxophonist standing next to me right now. He's from Clemens, North Carolina, and his name is Stephen Banks. Before we play together, Stephen, I want our audience to hear this. Listening to there, Stephen?
That's actually a recording of the UNCSA jazz combo that I made about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And that group was together for a little while, and we made a lot of music together and had a lot of fun.
That's great. And I understand it wasn't until you got to the North Carolina School for the Arts that you learned about the classical side of the saxophone.
Right. When I got to School of the Arts, I started to study with Tamor Sullivan. And he changed my life in that aspect, and now that's what I love to do. So
that's great. Clearly multi-talented, doubling up on classical and jazz sax. And you've taken your jazz to some pretty unusual places, like to your day job.
Yeah, actually, my first job was working at Dunkin' Donuts, of all places. And my boss and I had a conversation one day, and I told him that I played saxophone, and I had a little band. And from that, we... my band and I just decided to come over and play one day, and had a nice little group of people come, and it was actually a fun time. So
I'd be there, absolutely, to hear you play. And last summer you played in another venue that wasn't a concert hall. Where was that, and what were you playing for?
Well, this experience was actually probably my most powerful musical experience thus far. And my grandfather, Ruffin Nichols Noisette, passed this past summer, and I got to play the Lord's Prayer at his funeral, and when I got to the Thine is the Kingdom portion of the piece, I could hardly play anymore, and but somehow the notes came out, and it was a great experience for me.
Very moving experience, and you know, we'll hear pretty soon your lip control. I can't imagine how that was even possible, playing at that funeral. Introduce the piece that you and I are going to play.
Today we'll be playing Paul Maurice's Tableau de Provence, movements 2 and 5.
And as a way of saying goodbye to the very special location of today's show, the National Gallery of Art, what painting from the collection have you chosen that you feel complements this piece by Paul Maurice?
I chose Salem Cove by Maurice Prendergast.
It's an impressionistic scene of a crowded beach on a summer day. What made you choose this work?
Well, I tried to find a work that would go with both of the movements that we're doing. And the second movement has more of a flowing feel. It's in a nice 6/8 feel, so you can just feel it rocking back and forth like the boats in the background on the water. And so that really spoke to me as far as the second movement. And with the fifth movement, which is kind of like a, when you hear it, you think of more like a party scene. That's what I was getting with the people in the front, just having a good time. I think that really goes well with the fifth movement.
Great choice. Prendergast was American-born, but he studied in Paris in the early 20th century, around the same time as Cézanne, Picasso, Braque, and Matisse, all of them changing the very nature of painting. As with all the works of art we've talked about today, you can see Salem Cove at fromthetop.org. Before we play, Stephen, I want to thank all our great young performers and thank you all for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week. And now, Stephen, let's take it from the top.
From the Top is written and produced by Tom Bagley and Tim Banker, with music producer Tom Vinieri. The tour producer is David Balsam, the assistant music producer is Caroline Cardias-Menos, and the production manager is Elizabeth DeVore. Technical direction by Barrett Ouellette, with David Forbes and John Servies. The executive producers are Gerald Slavin and Jennifer Hurley-Wales. I'm Joanne Robinson. From the Top is produced in association with WGBH Boston. Our home and educational partner is New England Conservatory in Boston. To download an application to appear in our program, visit fromthetop.org.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, supporting Games for Health, using video games to promote health innovations at rwjf.org/pioneer. From the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. This is NPR.
Thanks for downloading this week's From the Top podcast. If you liked what you heard, head over to our website, fromthetop.org, where you can listen to every show in its entirety. I'm Christopher O'Reilly. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you again next week.